Michael Murphy, What's Forever For? That's a country song, and number one in the American country charts some while back for Pauline McGinnon. That's from Selena, who's revealed your age. Whether it's with your consent, I know not. Hello now to Alison Elliott. Alison just phoned in on the subject of dancing. Alison's an ex-disco dancer, and she's had quite a few groups around the area, one in Burnley, to name but a few. And what she'd like to do is either to form a dance group in any area, that's Tomberdon or Halifax or Baker or anywhere like that. She'd like to form a dance group, or if that's not possible, she'd like to find someone to go dancing with. She'd like to find another lady to perhaps go dancing with, to attend dancing groups, that kind of thing. If you can help Alison at all with that, then phone her on Tomberdon 5084. That's Alison Elliott, who's an ex-disco dancer. She'd like to either form a dancing group, a disco dancing group, or she'd like to find another partner, I think a female partner, to go to attend dancing groups and dancing classes with. So if you can help Alison on that, you can phone Alison Elliott on Tomberdon 5084. 3 minutes before 5 o'clock, this is a beautiful record from Bobby Goldsborough, The Story of Summer, The First Time. Bobby Goldsborough, that's where we have to leave him, just about finished his dirty story. That's The Story of Summer, The First Time. And that's it from me for this week. Calderdale Sound continues after the news with Comedy Classics, in which we feature Fawlty Towers this week. And I'll be back next Sunday, 3 o'clock. Thanks for listening. See you then. The time is now 5 o'clock.
The case against former Tomberdon licensee Stephen Humphries, accused of arson, is continuing at Burnley Crown Court. The trial of three Hebdenbridge people who are being held in a Greek jail on drugs charges could be delayed by up to 40 days, and the erection of standpipes in the upper Calder Valley could be postponed indefinitely due to the heavy rainfall. We'll have details of these stories coming up after the latest national and international news from London.
The American Treasury Secretary, Mr. Donald Reagan, has said he believes the cut in some American interest rates, which was made on Friday, might mark a genuine turning point. There's speculation that the reduction, the first for more than 18 months, might have brought an end to the rise of the dollar and the slump of the pound. Mr. Reagan wouldn't accept that official American policy was behind the soaring dollar, and it appears that Washington won't be taking action over interest rates, simply leaving them to market forces. The Conservative Party chairman, Mr. John Gummer, has criticised the remarks made by the Bishop of Durham, the Right Reverend David Jenkins, about the miners' strike. The bishop said the miners should not be defeated and Mr. Ian McGregor should stand down as the Coal Board chairman. Mr. Gummer, who's a member of the Church of England General Synod, said the bishop had failed to mention that those on strike hadn't been given a choice about whether they wanted to work. More than 1,000 women have been arriving at the Greenham Common Air Base in Berkshire to mark today's third anniversary of the establishment of the protest camp there. 25 women are reported to have got through a gap in the perimeter fence before being ejected by Ministry of Defence police. According to a survey conducted for the Sunday People newspaper, 57 children of British servicemen who were exposed to nuclear bomb tests in the 1950s have died or been deformed, but the newspaper has no evidence that the incidence was any higher than in the population as a whole.
And this is David Sinclair with the local news. A woman with whom the alleged arsonist Stephen Humphries was lodging at the time of a mystery blaze at a Tomberdon shop told Burnley Crown Court on Friday that Humphries had given her a practical demonstration of the method he used to start the fire. Miss Valerie Leggett of Hart Street in Tomberdon has told Burnley Crown Court that the day before the shop called Girl Talk was destroyed by fire in 1982, 33-year-old Humphries had showed her two bottles containing liquids. The prosecution has alleged that the former Tomberdon licensee has boasted that the liquids could be poured onto electrical appliances, causing what looked like accidental electrical fires. Miss Leggett has told the court in Burnley that Humphries had told her he was going to set fire to the shop the next day at 6 a.m, the time at which the local police will be changing shifts and when it would be dark. The case is continuing. The trial of three Hebdenbridge people being held in a Greek jail on drugs charges could be delayed by up to 40 days. The news was revealed yesterday by Mr. Tony Bradfield, the British consul in Salonika, where the three are being detained. Police are carrying out further investigations and seeking medical reports about one of the accused. The investigations could mean a delay of the case going to the higher court. The three have already been before a lower court, similar to the Magistrates' Court in Britain. A date has not yet been fixed for the trial. The erection of standpipes in the upper Calder Valley, due to begin on Monday, has now been put off until the middle of October and may be postponed indefinitely due to the heavy rainfall. In the meantime, the Yorkshire Water Authority is still keeping its fingers crossed that more heavy rain falls and that residents in the Upper Calder Valley drastically reduce their consumption. Well over an inch of rain has fallen in the last few days, helping to increase reservoir stocks to 38% of capacity, and in turn causing a second postponement of the standpipes. However, a spokesman in Leeds for the Yorkshire Water Authority has warned that stocks are still at a critical level. Finally, thieves in the Tomenden area have been busy over the last 7 days. A Pentax camera and equipment, total value of £910 and £150 in cash, has been stolen from a house in Meadow Bottom Road, Tomenden. And meanwhile, a £500 telescope has been stolen from the Amateur Astronomy Centre in Bacup Road, Tomenden. Local police in Tomenden are investigating both cases. And that's Calderdale Sound Local News, David Sinclair reporting.
And thank you very much, David. Look now at the weather. Scatter showers this afternoon and a minimum temperature tonight of 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are northwesterly, moderate to fresh. And the outlook for tomorrow and Tuesday is sunny spells, isolated showers and continuing cold. And that's your Calderdale Sound weather. Travel news coming up. Of delays or problems on any of the public service transport services this afternoon, either here or in East Lancashire, that's in the Birmingham, Pendle and Ribble, or on the Caldervale line in the railways, and also on metro buses. No problems there. On the roads, there are temporary traffic lights all around the area between here and Hepton Bridge and between here and Burnley, so watch out for those. And that's it for the travel news. The time on Calderdale Sound is 5:06. We present Calderdale Sound Comedy Classics. This week, it's Fawlty Towers with John Cleese, and this is the story of Mrs. Richards.
Yes? No, Papa Trout will be fine.
Goodbye.
Oh, Polly.